This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. All right, so spring training has begun and the fan is there. Sean and RJ are in Surprise, Arizona right now. We will be there March 10th through the 15th, so I believe the week before, so next week. Will be Ben and Skin Show in Surprise, Arizona. Now, Chris Woodard, the new Rangers manager, has named a leadoff hitter. So we know that Mike Minor, if everything goes good and according to plan, he will start Thursday afternoon against the Chicago Cubs on March 28th here at the ballpark. And then leading off for the Texas Rangers in the bottom of the first inning will be
center fielder
Sin-Soo Choo.
Okay.
So I wanted to go through this a little bit as it's kind of already been named. And this makes sense to me. When you look at on base percentage last year for Delino DeShields, and I know he had kind of a down year, is a .310 on base percentage. And Choo was a .377 on base percentage. I get it. Delino can steal. Delino can steal bases. If you wanted Delino to steal 50 bases, he could steal 50 bases.
He just needs to get on base to do
it. He has to get on base. But for the Rangers, I think they're looking at it and going, let's just put the guy who get. Why would we give Delino more at-bats when he's arguably our worst hitter in our whole lineup just because he's the fastest? So when it comes to, and I know that's not analytics because I think that word gets used too often, but a lot of times you would look at old school baseball and you would say, we want fast, our first two guys to be fast because when we get to the heart of our lineup, when those guys get a base hit, we want them to be able to score from second. When they hit a double, we want them to be able to score from first. What are we doing if a guy gets a leadoff walk, we hit a ball in the gap, we have to hold him up at third because he's slow? Well, the game has changed so much in that you're really trying to play for home runs now. You're not really trying to play for singles and doubles, even though they count. They're good.
Just even with your leadoff guy, huh?
Yeah, I think they just look at the leadoff guy and go, let's get him on base so he can't score on a double in the gap, so he can't score on a single.
I mean, ideally, you'd like Ricky Henderson or Ian Kinsler.
Yeah, you'd love that. In a great lineup, you can lead off Mookie Betts or Mike Trout. You're like, yeah, he can hit 40 home runs, steal 40 bases, have 100 RBI. So, you know, like there are certain lineups where, yes, having the fast guy bat first can help you out, especially if the guy can get on base. I think 34% or more, then maybe you bat Choo second or third and say, hey, we're going to give you more RBI opportunities. With that being said, Choo will lead off most likely this year. And, you know, there might be lefty-righty situations that come up because the Rangers are still very lefty-heavy when you write out their lineup. Delino, most likely, as long as he is the starting center fielder, which I think there's an 80% chance he's your starting center fielder. I think the 20% is if he doesn't perform well in spring training and Tochi does, then I could see them going, hey, Tochi outplayed you. And you were put on warning last year when we sent you down to the minor leagues because you were batting 0-something in a whole month. So I don't think Delino just has a free pass to kind of, hey, experiment in spring training. If you don't get a base hit in spring training, no big deal. For Odor, Elvis, Choo, Gallo, Mazzara, will we be concerned if they go 0-47 in spring training? A little bit, but they're still going to be in the starting lineup on day one. If Delino goes out and bats under 200 for his whole spring training, he's probably not going to make the team. But it's not that he has to bat 300. It's just you have to show up and show us that you're ready to still be the everyday center fielder on this team.
Just don't try to do too much like you did last year. Got him totally screwed up.
And at the bottom of the lineup, get on base, be fast, because we have Choo coming up, batting first again, right after you. So we want you to give him some RBI opportunities.
Till he gets hurt again.
When I write the lineup out, this is the way I wrote it out, and let's see what you guys think. I wrote out batting second because I need a lot out of him. I need him to become a guy that is talked about as an all-star.
Gallo.
I need Rugi Odor.
Okay.
Now, the reason I don't say Gallo, remember?
Because you want to strike out all the time?
Opening day last year, who batted second? I believe it was Joey Gallo. They had made the commitment in spring training as long as Joey Gallo showed up and was ready to go. We want you to bat second because the trend is the best hitter in your lineup bat second, and they wanted Gallo to be that guy, trend towards that guy. But that pressure on Gallo, I thought, was too much. And Gallo correct me if I'm wrong, Gavin, I think you've noticed this too. Great interview. At times he seems he lacks confidence, that it can be broken really easily.
Oh, yeah.
And so I need to put him in comfortable positions. Hey, you want to go back to third base? Beltre's retired. No. Third base is hard. I don't want to go to the left field. You know, like there's just a lot of kind of backing off of things for me, and that's okay. I think he's a great person, great interview, and can be a really good player. But I need to watch out for him because throughout his short career so far in the major league / high minor leagues, it seems like his confidence can get broken very easily. So I need to watch his confidence level at all times. Where Odor, not saying he's handled every situation great, but he's handled adversity a lot more like a confident person that's going to break out of it than Joey Gallo. So I'm going to put Ruggie Odor batting second.
Yeah, you know, I think you nailed it right there with Ruggie. It's almost like you got to dial him back because he gets so confident. It's like, dude, you're hitting 120 for the month. You know, you need to start worrying. Like, spend more time worrying and less being super confident. And I don't know. It's tough because, however, the guy's naturally, you're trying to get him a little bit more of the other to just balance it out.
Then after that, it gets difficult, guys, because I'd like to bat Mazzara and Gallo pretty quickly, but I can't have four lefties to start off my lineup.
Throw Elvis in there
against a righty, and that's what I did. I threw Elvis batting third, even though he's not really a three-hole hitter, especially in today's game.
Well, they don't really have a three-hole hitter because wouldn't you want pop and on base?
Yes. And this is where, you know, you kind of look at the lineup and you go, okay, hey, Chu Odor to start off a game, pretty solid. You know, not the best in the world, but definitely not the worst. And then I get to the middle of the lineup, and this is where I, like, have to just piece together things and then hope it works out. And this is, I think, going to be Woody's challenge, is how do I take a bunch of guys who have some qualities and some weaknesses? I don't have a stud. I can't build a lineup around any human being. There's not a guy in the Rangers organization that comes scouting report time that you say, don't pitch to him. Or from the Rangers standpoint, build the lineup around Josh Hamilton. Build the lineup around Adrian Beltre. You know, you can.
So do you think he's still going to be super involved, or is it a computer? I mean, it could be kind of liberating for a skipper if you're in this kind of situation where you don't have great options at most spots to just say, hey, let me know when you're going to email me that lineup for today, bro.
Yeah, it sounds like that. But in the weird way, Banny was like that too. I heard, Sean and RJ talking to Sandler today, and it's like, hey, and I saw another article I might get to today, is the Rangers are really going to try to be analytically based this year. And I think to myself, well, Banny was credited by MLB Network's Brian Kenny as the most analytically forward-thinking guy in all of baseball. So I just think they want to extend it to another level. And to your point, Gavin, I think there's going to be a lot of different lineups for the Texas Rangers. This is not going to be your 2011 Texas Rangers where you have a stud lineup and you're like, yeah, I know what the lineup is every day. I think you're going to have to look at the pitching matchup versus all the numbers that come through that, if guys are hot or cold, what they're going to have to do. But the tough thing is Chu Odor, Mazzara, and Gallo can't really all bat back-to-back, just because even if you're starting against a righty, you bring in a lefty who has some good pitches, it'll kill you in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Or do the Rangers not even care about that and say, we just want Odor, Mazzara, and Gallo to get the most at-bats they can possibly get in a game. We're not trying to win. So if we get to the 7th or 8th inning and it's a tie game, or we're down by one and they bring in a lefty that's just going to mow us down, he's going to mow us down. There's nothing we can do about it. We're not really trying to win, so we're not going to develop a lineup where we have righties trying to split up all of our lefties. I don't know if they're going to go that far into, like, hey, we want Odor, Mazzara, and Gallo to get the most at-bats, and if they all bat back-to-back-to-back, they all bat back-to-back-to-back.
I mean, you want your most dangerous hitters getting the most. So I think over time you'd find yourself in late-inning games like, crap, I wish it wasn't stacked up like this, but you'd also be getting value that you wouldn't notice in a lot of other games.
Yeah, so after I go Chu, Odor, Elvis, then I go Mazzara, Gallo, 4th and 5th. Cabrera, who bats both ways, he's a switch hitter, 6th. Guzman, who's a lefty, batting 7th. Catcher, whoever that will be, Mathis or Isaiah Kiner-Falefa or maybe Jose Trevino, batting 8th. And then Delino batting 9th is the way I look at the Rangers most likely opening day lineup. The one thing here is, and I look at Guzman, and he has time to develop, so don't get me wrong. This isn't a do-or-die season for Guzman at first base. Especially in the American League, Guzman, I think, is not really getting talked about much, but that position has to be one of your best producing offensive positions, especially where the Rangers are now. If you do have Michael Young and Adrian Beltre and Josh Hamilton and Nelly Cruz, you know what? Sometimes I can have a first baseman like Mitch Moreland. And I know Mitch has improved over his career, but I can bat him eighth or ninth. It's fine. I have just this unbelievably stud lineup that I can do this. But as I'm trying to develop a team, I think my first baseman needs to be batting second through sixth and really looking at him batting third, fourth, or fifth and not having to be like, well, he's definitely, you know, bottom of the lineup. I need to split up lefties and righties. So I think this is a big year for Guzman, too, to start to prove, hey, I can be a middle of the lineup guy. I'm not a bottom third of the guy, because if you're a bottom third of the guy, then I think you're looking for a first baseman throughout Guzman's career. You're going, hey, if as we get better, we need to trade for a first baseman or sign a first baseman, or do we have any first basemen that are considered studs coming up through the minor leagues? Because I'd like my first baseman to be a middle of the lineup guy. And so I'm hoping at the end of the year, Guzman proves to be pressing Mazzara, Gallo, and Odor into that category of, hey, is he one of our best three hitters? And not hopefully because one of the other guys stunk. It's because Guzman had a really solid year batting kind of sixth, seventh, and eighth in the lineup.
It'd be great if somebody can, you know, pop up and say, man, I'm gonna be the star of this team. I'm going to lead, you know. And you have a roster that's set up for at least somebody. Could you get lucky enough to have multiples?
Yeah, and then the last thing I'll get to, and I'll probably do some more nuggets in Mike Likes It, is Bryce Harper visited the Dodgers yesterday in Las Vegas. So the Dodgers came and visited him on Friday. The Phillies came and visited him. The Phillies don't believe they have a lot of competition, so they're struggling to up their offer. I talked about that on Friday. The Dodgers have come in, and I don't know how many years it is, but they say short-term contract. So I'm assuming 4 years or less.
Did he say clown contract, bro?
Ah! No, because he's a West Coast guy. He grew up in Vegas. I think part of the reason he doesn't want to choose the Phillies is because he's seen the Phillies as a rival playing in the same division in Washington. And I bet he's not crazy about Philadelphia, the weather, the atmosphere, the environment. If you're from the West Coast, Philadelphia is another country. You might as well go play in Iraq. I mean, that's, I think, to West Coast guys, the way that they see Philadelphia at times is like, and sometimes Boston is like, no, this place, this is foreign to me, and I don't like the way people are. I don't like the climate. And so I think he's struggling with that. But then does he take a 3 or 4 year deal to be in LA and kind of give the owners a little bit of like, hey, maybe we can push these guys into shorter term deals where we give them a lot of money, but we don't have to commit to them for a long time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.